I'm standing in order to win. And incidentally, it's not a battle, it's an electoral contest. I don't think we'll conduct ourselves in any fashion remotely resembling a battle.
Nevertheless, you've witnessed some pretty fierce bloodletting within the Labour Party over the past few months, internecine strife cost you fairly dearly in the election, I think. Will that be the case in the leadership race, or are you leaving all that behind you?
No, the strife was a very long time ago, certainly not within the last few months, and there's going to be no repetition. Everybody in the Labour movement has learned the full lesson of what are the consequences of giving the impression that we're more concerned with our internal workings than with effective assault on the Tory enemy. We're not going to repeat any of those mistakes.
Do you think it was that, in fact, which cost you the election, rather than anything actually in the Labour manifesto?
It was a subscribing factor to our defeat. I don't think that there was anything in the Labour manifesto that contributed with any significance towards our defeat, although there were parts of that manifesto that were not clearly conveyed and that were therefore not clearly understood by the general public.
Peter Shaw, you see, thinks that the fact that the manifesto supported unilateral disarmament was a factor and that that may have actually cost you the election.
Well, Peter's entitled to his opinion. I'm sure it's an honest one. It isn't an opinion I frankly share.
You're regarded, I think it's fair to say, as a man of the left, but surely your party lost support to the Tories and to the Alliance because your manifesto was extreme. Would you in any way trim your sails to meet changing times?
No, the manifesto was not in any way extreme. The propositions were that we should produce our way out of slump and make the economic policies necessary to do that, that we should strengthen our conventional defence forces whilst pursuing a non-nuclear defence strategy, and that we should turn our trade outward after proper negotiations to withdraw from the common market. They weren't extreme in any way, but of course, when, and I'm not being particularly nasty to you, when they were continually represented as extreme, you could hardly blame the people listening for believing that they were extreme. No, the extremist in British politics is Mrs. Thatcher, and she is the Prime Minister, and she must be defeated.
If you are elected leader, what in your view would be the single most important action by you towards reuniting the party and taking it forward into the next election in a much more united, a much more accessible way to the electorate?
Yeah, building on the spirit, the energy, the conviction of the election campaign, which was obvious at every level in the movement, in every constituency, in the trade unions, building on that in order to ensure that we effectively attack and defeat by every possible democratic means, and I emphasize democratic means, the Conservative government. That's the essence of the leadership. Now then, the movement has a great part to play in accepting the necessary self-discipline of the will to win. I think that that attitude is already apparent in the Labour movement, and it will never be an easy movement to lead, but it will be a movement more willing to come together for the purpose of winning than it's ever been in its history.
Would you be prepared, as one or two people have suggested, to serve as a sort of crown prince to an older leader until before the next election, were you not to win the election outright?
I know that suggestion has been made. I'm not sure that it's constitutionally possible, to tell you the truth, and I don't know if it's temperamentally feasible either.
Well, Mr. Kinnock, thank you for joining us. Before you go, I must ask you about your voice. I thank you most deeply for talking to us when you're obviously having so much difficulty. What is the problem, in fact?
Oh, it's just laryngitis. I've left bits and pieces of my voice around assorted factory gates and pit heads over the last month. It's coming back, though. Well, I'll never sing Pagliacci again, I can tell you that.